Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
So what is a BioBlitz anyway? By far the most common question we get from the public who visit our parks and other venues offering this event. A BioBlitz focuses on finding and identifying as many species as possible in a specific area over a short period of time. Scientists, families, students, teachers, and other community members work together to get an overall count of the plants, animals, fungi, and other organisms that live in a place. For the past decade, the National Geographic Society and National Park Service have collaborated on a BioBlitz in a different park each year. This year, in order to celebrate the National Park Service centennial, over 250 BioBlitzes are happening across the country and throughout the year. The resulting recordings can be impressive, with hundreds of organisms showing up, some never identified before in that place. It is great fun, a celebration of life in all of its myriad forms, and of special significance with a warming planet, with shifting biotic communities. My first experience occurred 2 years ago at Golden Gate National Recreation Area, where several thousand folks joined in. One of many highlights was standing on Golden Gate Bridge with a bunch of college students during a wind-driven rainstorm, counting porpoises swimming through far below. Joining us was a lead mammalogist who had been researching the return of these remarkable beings. The porpoises had been excluded from the bay by a recently removed massive cable net installed during World War II to prevent enemy submarines from entering the bay. Last year, I joined the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park for another grand experience, including many native Polynesians adding a much-needed cultural component to the experience, then on to Yellowstone National Park, where my team investigated pika numbers near Mammoth Hot Springs. The park is especially concerned with the warming trend and reduction of snowpack on their long-term survival. I just returned from blitzing New Mexico's Bandelier National Monument. As with Hawaii Volcano, they included a strong cultural presence by inviting in the Pueblo people to perform and exhibit their rich life ways. During the two-day event, 17 teams collected 877 observations and identified 363 species. A week ago concluded our first BioBlitz on the Logan River Golf Course, sponsored by Audubon International and our local Bridgerland chapter. For our first run, we did well. 57 bird species, 67 plants, 1 reptile, 1 amphibian, and a few fungi made the list. There are many more species that were overlooked given our short window of time and limited numbers. Perhaps you will find opportunities to join a BioBlitz or create one of your own in your area. Gather up some folks, load the iNaturalist program on your smartphone or iPad, and spend a few hours or days reveling in what nature has to offer. Many delightful surprises await you. This has been Jack Green, reading for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.